Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Our guest this morning is Adrian Krieg, and Dr. Krieg has written extensively on the New World Order, but we're going to be talking this morning about his material on President Obama. Thank you so very much for being with us this morning.
It's my pleasure entirely.
Well, do you pick up the story from there? You've been studying these things for a long time and have written extensively about them, but where does President Obama fit into what's going on today?
Well, you know, I think that I don't know how your listeners feel, but I think this is without question the worst presidential administration that we've had, at least in my lifetime, and I'm well over 70. When I look at the situation from a social, economic, any monetary, any way you look at the situation, let me cite some statistics or statistical information that's maybe not too boring, relating to what's happened in the last, or in the period of time since Obama was elected. In January, 08, gold was $850. Today it's $1,415. That's a rise of $555 or 17%. Silver went from $13.74 to $38.26, a rise of 27.84%. The Swiss franc went from 87 cents to $1.16, that's a loss in dollar value of 30%. Now, these things may seem somewhat obscure, but they reflect a loss in purchasing power of the dollar, which is why we have this horrendous inflation, which from March 2010 to March 2011 is 28%. The government puts out these bogus statistical data in which they say that inflation is 1.5-1.7% annually, which is an absolute lie, and there's a very good reason why they do this. Most union contracts are tied to an index of inflation. Government salaries, let's say people who work for the VA or who work for the government, and there's about 4 million of them, their salaries are tied to the inflation index. So if the government were to honestly report that the inflation rate in from 2010 to 2011 was 28%, they'd have to give everybody a 28% rise.
Well,
that includes Social Security.
They say there is no inflation, therefore we will not increase the
Exactly.
Payments for Social Security, that's a big one.
Yeah, it is. It's huge. It's billions. You know, we can go to gasoline. You know, I recall very vividly campaign speeches by Obama in 2007 in which he said, you know, how do you like these terrible gasoline prices? It's $1.83. I feel your pain, blah, 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 blah. Here we are 2.5 years later, and it's $3.70 average, a 202% increase. Corn is up 78%. Unemployment statistics are frightening. From January 2010 to January 2011, unemployment is up 21.4%. 18 million people in this country are unemployed. Again, the government lies in their statistics. They only count people that are getting checks from government agencies as being unemployed. In other words, if you're getting an unemployment benefit check, you're counted. If you're not getting a check because it's expired, or because you've given up looking for a job, or because you're in a hospital, or because you were drafted and sent to Afghanistan, you're not counted. Well, that's not a realistic number. You have to realistically count everybody who's looking for a job, people who have taken part-time work because they can't find full-time jobs. A long-term unemployment, which is defined at 27 weeks or more, is up 146.2%. Welfare stamp, you know, food stamp recipients have grown to 47 million. That's an increase of 38.9% in 2.5 years. When we look at statistical information like that, what can we possibly say except unelect this man and get somebody in there who knows what they're doing?
Well, he certainly is not doing the best job, but aren't there very powerful forces that put him in office and are keeping him in office? I mean, you and I can talk about replacing him, but aren't there very, as you well know, having studied these things, certainly the president in many times is simply a figurehead for the people who control him.
Yes, I absolutely agree with that. I think the fact that this man doesn't give a speech without a teleprompter anywhere, even when he has news conferences, the media people are given written questions which they ask so he can pull up on the or they can pull up on the teleprompter what he's to answer, you know. And the fact that the man has been on a continuous and absolutely relentless reelection campaign since the day he got elected is astounding, you know. I did a little research. That this book, Oz in the New Millennium, is essentially one of the books that's about this. And I did a little research recently on Obama's travels. And it is just unbelievable. You know, Air Force One is a Boeing 747. It's the second largest commercial airplane in world production. The Pope flies with...
Hold that thought. Yeah. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at The Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, The Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, Dr. Stan, I guess this morning, Dr. Adrian Krieg, and you picked the story right up from there.
Okay. Well, as I was saying, I did a little research on Obama's travels, and Air Force One, the Boeing 747, is the second largest commercial airplane in world production. When the Pope wants to fly somewhere, he charters an Alitalia jet. And when the British Queen wants to fly somewhere, she charters a BOAC. And when the Swiss President flies, he flies on a regular commercial flight. I have never understood why American presidents act like emperors of the world flying around in these large planes. I want to say that people really understand what I'm talking about. Obama flew 172 times in 2010. That's more than double that of Bush. The operational cost of Air Force One is $181,757 per hour. That does not include the Marine One helicopter, which is flown in a transport plane along with it, the Secret Service protection, the entourage, and all the other stuff. It is estimated that Obama spent $300 million in 2010 just flying around the world. This includes a total of 65 domestic trips over 104 days, 22 international trips, and 32 days for a total of 14 vacations. If we project, and he has said that he intends to travel a great deal more in the latter half of 2011 and the first half of 2012, you know, for his reelection campaign, we can estimate that if he does that and he spends any more time doing this, that it will cost the American taxpayers in the neighborhood of $600 million. I mean, this is just unconscionable. A time when there are Americans that can't buy the gasoline to get to work, where there are people who are having not purchase medicines so they can eat, to spend that kind of money for frivolous campaign expenses, I mean, it's crazy. I don't understand why his handlers don't tell him to stop this.
Well, this is sort of an imperial presidency, after all. The President of the United States is the most powerful man in the world. The United States runs the rest of the world. We have the most powerful military. We have the reserve currency of the world. America leads the world. And, of course, the people who control successive administrations are using the financial and military capacity of the United States to bring about this one-world government, and Obama is their front man, just as George Bush was before him and Clinton was before that. They're all controlled by the same people, but Obama is just enjoying it perhaps a little bit more than the rest of them. We have an imperial presidency.
I love the way you put that. He's enjoying it more. I would say so. That little vacation in Hawaii cost $1.75 million. He must be enjoying it. So let me talk a little bit about my book, Oz in the New Millennium. My latest book is Rendezvous with the New World Order, but it's just coming out now. It hasn't even been put up on my site yet. So Oz is the book that precedes it. And maybe a little bit about the title. In much of history, there's two ways to interpret what you read and what you learn. The Wonderful Wizard of Oz is a child's book, but on the other hand, it's also for adults. Very much like Gulliver's Travel that was written by Jonathan Swift. The Wonderful World of Oz by Frank Baum is anything but a child's book. It's a book about issues that Mr. Baum didn't want to really talk about, so he clothed his book in a child's story. You know, let's look at the whole issue of the thing, Oz. You know, O-Z, it's an abbreviated symbol for ounce. And what's sold in ounces? Gold and silver. How are large quantities of gold and silver sold? Bricks, yellow brick road. Who really is the straw man? Allegorically, the straw man is a fictitious individual, which in legal terms is a corporation, which takes the place of an individual person in law. The straw man, in fact, is government. What did the straw man want from the wizard? Brains. Why? Because government agencies have no brains. Legally, it's a fictional identity that has no brain or heart. What did the straw man get in place of brains? He was given a certificate, a social security number, for his newly created persona. The straw man was proud of his new achievement, becoming the personification of brainless without common sense government. Then Oz gave him a diploma. He was enthralled. This is what Oz is really about. Oz is about strings being pulled from behind the scenes, and our entire legislative and executive government being run like a marionette theater by people who control it. I think this is even more obvious when you look at people like George Soros, David Rockefeller, people who are immensely wealthy and who obviously are committing vast assets to the control that they exercise. If we look at the World Economic Forum that was just held about 2 months ago I think it was held in Davos, Switzerland, and we look at the participants in my new book called Rendezvous with the Newer World Order, I have a list of the billionaires that attended. It covers 2 pages of print. Virtually every billionaire in the world was an attendee at this meeting. the Bilderbergers are to be meeting in St. Moritz later this month. The Bilderbergers are the, I would say, probably the after the Council of Foreign Relations, or equally with the Council of Foreign Relations, one of the most powerful organizations in the world. The difference being that the Council of Foreign Relations obviously is not a secret organization, whereas the Bilderbergers are. No one has an address for them. They their meetings are virtually secret. They usually have military and police guards to prevent the media or anyone else from exposing their meetings. And in fact, the media is so co-opted by having most of the publishers of mainstream and the editors of mainstream media as members of the Bilderberger Group that you hardly ever read anything about them in print. I've written about all of these organizations, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergers, the Bohemian Grove, which is one of those California weird organizations, for years. And as a consequence, most of my books have been blacklisted by the general media. In other words, you can go into a store and you can order any of my books by title or name, but you can't, they won't stock the books, which is a very common way to, let's say, drossle distribution of unflattering publications to the New World Order.
Agreed, no question at all. The media is tightly controlled, and by six major corporations, all of which tie into the Council on Foreign Relations. Go right ahead.
Yeah, the Council on Foreign Relations is really an interesting organization. You know, the head of that was David Rockefeller, and Zbigniew Brzezinski, which was the national security advisor for President Carter, had suggested at a meeting at the Rockefeller estate that they needed to expand their power. The Council of Foreign Relations is basically a North American organization. In other words, you have to be an American citizen to be a member. And Brzezinski pointed out to David Rockefeller, by the way, who's a bonesman, we all know what a bonesman is, George W. Bush and George Bush and Kerry, and, you know, they're all bonesmen. So he said to David, look, we need to expand our sphere of influence, and the way to do that is to bring in people from Japan and Europe into a separate organization. They formed a Trilateral Commission, which has about 340, 350 members. And the Trilateral Commission is, in other words, simply an international extension of the Council on Foreign Relations. But the Council of Foreign Relations power within our government is sacrosanct. If you think that there is someone pulling the strings, you can bet it's the Council of Foreign Relations. They have study groups on every issue. The people who head the study groups are either very important bureaucrats or elected officials. Every member of the Joint Chiefs of Staff since FDR has been a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. General Petraeus is a member. All of these guys are, the CIA has been run by either bonesmen or CFR members from the beginning, from day one. So this organization's power in controlling what takes place, and let's be clear, they control the dialogue. If you create a study group, And that study group addresses, let's say, Afghanistan. And you have 15 members, that's usually what they have, about 15 members in this study group, and you have maybe three members of high-ranking military, some people from the Senate, a couple of people from the House, and maybe a few important bureaucrats, and they report directly to the Secretary of State and the Secretary of Defense and make recommendations. Well, of course those recommendations are followed, and since they produce the dialogue, they control the end result.
Well, of course, I think people have to understand the Council on Foreign Relations is a subversive organization that's dedicated to global, to one world government. It was originally
absolutely. Oh, there's no question about that. That is the ultimate goal. And I mean, that's the ultimate goal of the Bilderbergers, the Council of the Trilateral Commission, all of them.
Hold that thought, and we'll be back in just a moment with Dr. Adrian Krieg.
Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to join them for Shavuot 2011, June the 12th at the Amphitheater, North Shore, Lake Loveland, Loveland, Colorado. Festivities begin at 9:45. Praise and worship with the Mendez Brothers Band, the Beth Messiah Dancers, and Marty Gale and the Celebration Dancers. Teachings by Senior Pastor Mark McClellan from the Harvest Congregation and Dr. Frank Morgan of the Watchman's Cry. Special guest speaker, Mr. Eddie Chumney. Bring your own lunch, no glass containers, please. Restoration Fellowship will be providing lamb and pita. Communion and mikvah services also available. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information. That's 1-800-205-6245. Beth Messiah Congregation. Shavuot 2011, June the 12th, the Amphitheater, North Shore, Lake Loveland. Be there. And Hag Sameach.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all tests for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA. Gift of the Earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three Praise and Worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Dan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, it's Dr. Adrian Krieg. Would you like to get information out on how people get to your website, Adrian?
Sure. My website is A2Z, that's a letter A, the number 2, Z like Zulu, A2Z, publications.com. A2Z, publications.com, and the 2 is a number. And if you go to that, then you'll get to my site, and all my books will come up. We were talking about the CFR and how they control things, and I want to give an instance, a very recent instance that took place last month, that began with a WikiLeaks release. And let me say, there was a picture of Obama. He was on the tarmac heading for his airplane, and he had a book in his hand, and you could clearly see the title. The title of the book was called The Post-American World. It's written by a guy named Fared Zakaria. He's a CFR member, and he's editor of Foreign Affairs, which is the CFR flagship publication. So we have the president reading a book about the world after the demise of America, written by a guy who is the editor of the flagship publication of the Council on Foreign Relations. You know, when you think about this, it becomes really, you know, pretty awful. The plan, the immediate plan, is now for the economic, political, and social integration between America, Mexico, and Canada. They've been at this for about 15 years. And, of course, NAFTA is one of the vehicles that was to set this situation up. Now, I would like to inform everyone very clearly what NAFTA did. And I'm a real expert on NAFTA. I've read the entire thing. I was on an advisory commission to the Department of Commerce when they proposed NAFTA and told them not to do it. I told them it was a big mistake. They shouldn't even consider it. I had lived in Mexico for 2 years in San Miguel de Allende in Guanajuato, and I just knew that this would be a disaster. So before we enacted NAFTA, or before Bill Clinton enacted NAFTA through an executive order, we had a trade surplus with Mexico of $5.7 billion a year. In other words, we sold to Mexicans $5.7 billion more in goods than we imported from Mexico. After 10 years, that position slightly changed, and we had a $67 billion trade deficit with Mexico. We lost 4,200 manufacturing plants and 7 million manufacturing labor positions. These are the highest paid blue-collar jobs in the country. We lost 7 million of them due to this agreement. However, George W. Bush expanded it by taking it to CAFTA, which was to include in NAFTA the Caribbean basin with places like Hawaii, places like Haiti. Now, think about it. Haiti has an average per capita income of under $300 per year. And American companies are going to compete with Haitian labor. This is stupid. This just doesn't make any sense. The situation is such that American manufacturing companies can no longer produce in this country due to these agreements and treaties, GATT, NAFTA, CAFTA, WTO, all of these international trade treaties. They're all concocted and put together by multinational corporations who are the guys who write these agreements and treaties and who get them enacted by Congress by providing congressmen money for their reelection campaigns. And to to make people understand how serious a problem this is. In the 1950s, America was the premier world manufacturing country. We produced everything. We exported enormous amounts of goods. We were really doing well. And the New World Order didn't really like this. They want to degrade us. They want America as poor as any third world country. And they instituted a process called free trade. Now, free trade on its own sounds like a really good idea. Everybody exports and imports at cost, production cost prices. There's no duties, no tariffs, no barriers, just like between the states in America. Well, if you think about it, that's not really a bad idea. But if you think about it in a different way and you look at, let's say, Mexico, at the inception of the NAFTA agreement, which would have been 1992, the average Mexican laborer earned $1.44 an hour. Now, at the same time, the American minimum wage was close to $4 an hour. So you're a manufacturer, and I was a manufacturer. I manufactured machine tools. We had plants in San Leandro, California, and we had a plant in Connecticut. We had facilities in the British Midlands and in South Africa and in Zurich, Switzerland. Our labor costs in America for production were in the neighborhood of $32 an hour. This would be 1986 about. How can I produce a product on a machine tool, the same machine tool that would be used in Mexico, and they pay their labor $1.44 an hour and I pay mine $30 an hour? It's a physical impossibility. To make it worse, all of these international treaties are written in such a way that they benefit large corporations, the Walmarts, the Kmarts, all of these huge corporations. They run their own transport companies, they have their own ships, they circumvent the market. They're very, very large businesses, and they benefit from these agreements, and they make a lot of profit. The smaller American manufacturer
hold that thought.
Has
we'll
no choice.
Just a moment.
He's got to go.
U.S. Cash Flows in Fort Collins is reminding listeners, out of sight should not mean out of mind. Let's remember our brave men and women of the military by sending care packages to them while they're away. Just call your local veterans organization. This message is sponsored by U.S. Cash Flows in Fort Collins, member of the Better Business Bureau. They're here to help you get fast cash for your real estate notes. Visit them at uscashflows.com.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Brown's Appliance and Service Center in Brighton would like to take this time to say congratulations and good luck to the graduating class of 2011. Enjoy your success. You deserve it. Be careful, be safe, but above all, be happy. That's from Brown's Appliance and Service Center, where service is more than a word, it's a fact, based upon the importance placed in satisfying their customers. Call 303-659-0418. That's Brown's Appliance and Service Center at 204 South Main Street in Brighton. Christine and Alan wish our kids a beautiful future. Mention this ad and receive a discount through June. Brown's Appliance and Service Center. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I've been simply pointing out the cost differential for producers in the United States and other countries. And, of course, we were able to maintain our economic stability and prosperity because we had tariffs so that people could not be producing their goods in other countries and bringing them in here. They had to pay a tariff. Once, of course, those tariffs were taken down, then American producers could move overseas. They could produce their goods there very, very cheaply and bring them back in the United States. And basically, of course, this was to lower the standard of living for our working people. We've lost about at least 8 million jobs intentionally and purposely because the goal of the globalists who run this country has always been to shift the wealth of the United States to other countries to build up the living standards there, but intentionally to lower the living standards here. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. That's what it's all about. And as I mentioned before, this latest WikiLeaks exposes the plot of North American integration, which is really interesting. What they released was a cable that was sent by Ambassador Salucci from Ottawa, Canada to Washington. And he's an American politician, and I've got the, you know, the numbers and everything else and the dates and all of this. But essentially, this is a very, very long cable. I mean, it's, you know, you think of a cable as being, you know, 50 or 60 words. This is a four-page small print cable. And this cable essentially was sent after discussions with Canadian bureaucrats of what they thought they needed to do in order to integrate North American economic and political policies between Canada, Mexico, and the United States. And it's absolutely unbelievable, this thing. And of course, it's verified. I remember Secretary of State Warren Christopher spoke on the topic of FTAA, which was called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, in Asunción, Brasilia, Montevideo, and Buenos Aires in speeches. And I tried to get copies of those speeches, and the State Department said flat out that he didn't give those speeches. And I had copies of partial texts of the speeches from South American newspapers. You know, they just, even under the Freedom of Information Act, you can get nothing from these people. So thank God for people like WikiLeaks, which release this type of information to us. The cable, you know, actually gives a breakdown of how to do it, what to do in order to implement this in Canada. The cable is labeled secret, not to be released to anyone. And essentially, let's explain what the NAU, which is the North American Union, would look like. And we know exactly what it looked like from the NAFTA agreement and from Europe. The EU is run out of Brussels. Everyone who is in Brussels in the EU is an appointed politician. No one in Brussels has been elected by anyone anywhere. What happens is that at the legislative body in the country who is a member of the EU appoints representatives to represent them in Brussels. So the British Parliament picks some bureaucrat and sends him to Brussels. These bureaucrats in Brussels then make the laws and legislations for all the member nations. In other words, democracy, or a democratic process, is totally crushed and eliminated. The republic is gone. The lawmakers that you elect that go to Washington no longer will control the actions of their government. It will be controlled, in the case of the NAU, North American Union, out of a new headquarters to be built in San Antonio, Texas.
But of course, the thing is that our unelected rulers, there is an elite that run this country, don't believe in representative government. They
oh, absolutely
want an authoritarian
don't.
System.
I mean, if you listen or read of Brzezinski or David Rockefeller or Kazari or any of these people, they absolutely don't believe in representative government. They think we're far too stupid to be allowed to vote, and we shouldn't be allowed to vote, and that a bunch of elites should be telling us what to do, and we should just knuckle down and do as we're told.
And that's exactly what it's all about. We're doing away, certainly, with our form of government. This is a subversive organization. The CFR, Bilderbergers, Council on Foreign Relations, Club of Rome, Royal Institute of International Affairs, they're all subversive. No
yes,
one
they are.
Have I ever heard has ever called them what they are. Are they? These people work at our government. They swear to uphold our Constitution. They don't believe in it. It's all smoke and mirrors. And they intend to impoverish the American people. They're in the process of bankrupting this country, shifting our money overseas, and basically, of course, they also have other agendas, like Agenda 21, where they actually are in the process of killing off a large part of the population of the world. And the average individual has no idea, because they control the media.
Yes, they absolutely control the media. And you know, and they control trade through NAFTA, WTO, GATT, CAFTA. They control the media because the principals of the media are all members of their organizations. It really is a frightening agenda. And
we're out of time. We'll have to pick this up next time we talk. Thank you so very much. Our guest, Dr. Adrian Krieg, and hope you've enjoyed the program. But what he says is absolutely true. Be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here. I hope you enjoyed our program this morning. But you must understand there really is a subversive element, and behind that are powerful spiritual forces. That's why you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, hear my talk on the Forbidden Secret and get the syllabus, my talk on the Dark Secret and get the syllabus. But we have so much information available to Radio Liberty. We go to our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Got a great new four CD set, The Return of the Giants. My four interviews with Barry Shamish, going into the fact that in that period between 85 and 95 in Israel, many people saw the giants. It is indeed a fascinating four CD set of UFO and supernatural sightings, and then it just ended, at least until earlier this year, when a UFO was seen hovering over, of course, the Temple Square in Jerusalem. And we're probably going to be seeing more and more of these supernatural sightings in the time that's unfolding, because the weather, what's happening to the weather, is not happening by accident. They have the ability to modify the weather, but it's all top secret. We can't let the people know. We have a great DVD by Bob Fletcher on weather modification. We recommend that highly to you. We get two new great 4CD sets on the Illuminati, Part 1, Part 2, by our friend Dr. Dennis Cuddy. And so much more. Final Countdown, a set of 10 DVDs by Pastor Billy Crone, Part 1, Part 2. We have the first 5 on CD available. Going to the Final Countdown, but they're the CDs of the programs Pastor Billy did on that. Well, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you're in a position to help Radio Liberty, we'd love to hear from you. We have to support some 60 stations across America every single week. It's an expensive proposition. So if you can't help, why, please give us a call. 1-800-544-8927. And if not, please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection, because we're on the front lines of this truly spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization, and include Alex Jones and Joyce Riley, Dr. Corsi in your prayers. Certainly pray for Jesse Ventura, that he may come to know our Lord. He's a wonderful guy, but as so many people, he's a proud atheist, and that's the problem. He's a brilliant individual, but he'll be so much more effective when he understands the spiritual nature of the battle in which we're engaged, a battle for the souls of men. And so please join us in this epic struggle. It really is an exciting time to have a voice, and when you join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, you become part of that voice. We're reaching people. People are beginning to see what's going on and understanding. We get calls, letters, literally every day from people whose lives have been changed by coming to see the spiritual forces working behind the scenes, energizing the people within the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, the Trilateral Commission, the Club of Rome, the Royal Institute for International Affairs, Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, Theosophical Society of the Rosicrucians, and on to the Brotherhood of Darkness. Until tomorrow at the same time, May the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
CINN stations in all salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care.